Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And let's talk about the 2020 NFL draft. We do this to bring a little college football into the discussion. Clint has his subscription to ESPN Plus. He encouraged me to whip out my credit card and do it. And I said, why can't you just give me your username and password and let me vulture it off of you? He still has yet to do that.
That's illegal.
Oh,
it's $36
stop it.
A month. You got three TVs.
What are you, the internet police?
You got three TVs on your wall for crying out loud.
They were not free. I'm just kidding. And like I told him, they weren't free actually. But like I told him, it's not the cash. It's laziness.
Yeah, we got.
It's just laziness.
We got to get that lazy stuff out of you, boy. That ain't it right there. Ain't no excuse for lazy.
So let's dive into this.
Zero
man.
Talent to give effort. Zero talent to hustle. Take zero talent to hustle.
Attitude is free.
Yep.
Hustle is free.
Yep.
All that kind of stuff.
Yep.
Any other cliches you'd like
no,
to drop on H-Town?
That's it. That's it. The old lazy trick.
Oh my God. So look, I think in the 2021 draft, Trevor Lawrence is a pretty safe bet to be the number one overall pick, but he's not eligible for the 2020 draft. Tua Tagovailoa of Alabama is. And by the way, it took me longer to say Tua Tagovailoa than Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Yeah, those are two as a TV guy you want to stay away from. Giannis and Tua. That's where
so
I'd go
Tua,
with those two.
I got Tua.
There you go.
And you look at his name, and it's like Tagovailoa. I don't know. Anyway, but I'm a huge fan of Tua. I do believe, I agree with Todd McShay that he will be the number one overall pick in the 2020 NFL draft. And if you're the Bengals, the Redskins, the Giants, the Dolphins, an ass-rotten team in the National Football League, I think you should take a page out of the 76ers book from the NBA and tank away.
Yeah, you know, I'm not sold on Tua quite yet. I mean, he's clearly an uber-talented dude. There's no doubt about it. But there is such a gap between the talent that he's playing with and versus what he's playing against. Probably, golly, when he gets done, with 3 years of football, it's going to be 80%+ of his games. He might as well have been playing against me and you.
Are you out of your mind? No. He plays in the SEC West.
That ain't got nothing to do with it, partner. Do the math. Watch the film, man. I mean, the dude's throwing to wide open receivers. I mean, the pocket is – there's nobody within 5 yards of him. Trust me, I've watched it. Unfortunately, it's at the expense of my Razorbacks. Trust me.
Razorbacks' defense is awful, but you think about some of the other teams in the SEC West and when they play the crossover games, and not every defense in the SEC sucks like the Big 12.
Well, it's not every defense in the SEC sucks. That was not what I said. Here's the deal. If his numbers are staggering if you just look at the numbers. If you take the top three defenses that he played against last year, his numbers are average. 6 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. I believe he averaged like 240, 250 in the air. So I believe that in order to be the number one pick in the draft, even though this appears to be a down year at quarterback, in order to be a number one overall pick in a draft, I believe that he has some work to do. Now, I think he'll do that. I think he'll recover and have a great season versus the great defenses that are on his schedule. But I think he's still got work to do relative to the number one overall pick.
Well, I mean, he's got some – all right, Clint. What I will agree with you on is that there are improvements that need to be made with Tua Tagovailoa. Sometimes, Clint, I think he makes his mind up that this is the play and he runs it even when that play isn't there. We saw that in the national championship game against Clemson.
And he gets away with it a lot. He gets away with it a lot when he's playing Arkansas and Ole Miss and anybody outside of – last year Mississippi State had a great defense. LSU had a great defense. But he's playing – a lot of the times he's playing against, and even when you play those good defenses, he's got two first down receivers in this mock draft, two guys.
Yeah,
just,
yeah, yeah.
And that's
Ruggs
in the top,
and Judy.
That's in the top 11. Not
and
the
by
top,
the way,
not
he
the
also has
32.
He also has Jalen Waddle and Devontae Smith, who caught the game-winning touchdown in the championship game against Georgia. They have the best four-wide package in college football.
And by the way, when did Irv Smith get drafted? He was my number one tight end coming out last year. I know Hockenson was the number one.
I loved Irv Smith.
I mean, that was his receiving. Mm-hmm. Two guys in the top 11 this year. Irv Smith last year. The guys you just mentioned.
Josh Jacobs, I mean, a first-round pick.
Yeah, I mean, it's not even the gap between the talents around him and the talent that he's playing against. The majority of the games that he takes the field, there is a significant gap.
No, you're right about that. You're right about
and
that.
And numbers are inflated because of that, Rick.
It's a tough one for me. I mean, it's case by case. I mean, when you're racking up numbers against Mississippi last year, he had two touchdowns in that game. Arkansas State, he had four. Louisville, he had two. Texas A&M, pretty good defense, not great. He had four touchdowns in that game. Arkansas, he had four touchdowns in that game. Against Missouri, he had three. At Tennessee, obviously a lousy team, he had four. LSU, numbers came down a little bit. 295, two touchdowns, one pick. Here was the turning point in his season last year, and I was at this game in Tuscaloosa when Mississippi State came to town. They ripped him to shreds. They absolutely shredded Tua in that game. He took a beating. They actually had to pull him out of the game in the second half. And he wasn't quite the same athletically. The next week against Citadel, throws three dimes, 340 yards. 2 weeks after that against Auburn, five touchdowns and threw for 324. And Auburn is not a slouch. I mean, they weren't an elite defense last year, but it's not little sisters of the fill-in-whatever here. Against Georgia, he struggled. 164, one touchdown and two interceptions. But, Clint, I talked to DeAndre Walker, who was the linebacker. Do you remember the sack on Tua early in the game when they spun him around and kind of wrenched up his leg?
Yeah.
DeAndre Walker told me that he knew that Tua Tagovailoa was injured, and he tried to inflame or aggravate the injury. As it turns out, DeAndre Walker in this interview told me that he actually got hurt in the second half, and him getting hurt really hurt Georgia's defense against Jalen Hurts, who came in for Tua in that game. And DeAndre Walker told me that because I was seeking out Tua knowing he was hurt, and I got hurt in that same game, I will never try to injure another player again. He told me that. So I'm just saying, Tua was a bit of a broken player late last year.
Yeah, when he started getting hit like every other quarterback mm-hmm. in the country does, he started throwing picks, he started getting beat up, he was injured, just like now he's living the life of every other quarterback that has to face Bama's defense. And that's look, the guy's legit. The guy's going to be a top-tier draft pick. The guy's going to go somewhere and more than likely light the NFL up. He is what he does from the pocket, his accuracy, his ability to feather the ball and make throws is absolutely beautiful.
That's what I'm talking about.
But the more human, the more level, the truth of the matter is, watch the film, check the numbers. The more level the playing field, which it doesn't happen very often, the more level the playing field has been since he got to Alabama, the more he struggled, the more human he becomes. And so for me, if I'm the number one overall, whatever team ends up with the number one pick, and I'm sitting there watching, I understand that when I watch nine games this season, that my team, my offensive line that I have right now with the Miami Dolphins or the Cincinnati Bengals or whoever ends up first overall pick, my offensive line, the pocket ain't going to look like that for 50 snaps a game. That guy's, I mean, there's nobody within the same zip code as him most of the time. And so you got to eliminate, those games are out the window. Show me the games when he's getting heated up. Show me the game when it's more like what's going to happen on Sunday. And then let's evaluate him. He's still great, no doubt about it. But the truth of the matter is the numbers were a lot more human and a lot more suspect than they were if you just take the full body of work.
I do want to push back just one more time on that. I mean, I'm not saying you're wrong, but I'm just making the case for Tua here. When I was in Tuscaloosa, I took an Uber ride. And it was the offensive coordinator of West Alabama was the Uber driver. What a coincidence, right?
Okay.
So he said that he knew the Alabama team doctor and got intel from the Alabama team doctor.
Here you go with the unnamed sources.
No, I'm naming the source. I'm saying he was the OC for West Alabama.
Did
you
check this? Did you check his ID and make sure it's who it was and at least Google him? I mean, how many college offensive coordinators are Ubering?
How highly is the OC at West Alabama getting paid?
Come on, Tricky. Did you at least do some research?
This guy sounded completely legit. He was telling me stuff that I was just like, okay, like I had a drink in my hand. I wasn't gonna get into the guy's wallet for identification.
Camla juice is deep,
but it wasn't 10. It was maybe halfway there though. Hey, I was in Tuscaloosa for a football game, but. What I was told is that Tua wasn't banged up. He was injured. And there's a difference between playing hurt and playing injured. And Clint, you know that. The dude was on one leg at the end of the season last year. So I'm not mad at him. I think he's the number one overall pick in the draft. I've been saying it actually for a couple of years now. Talk to
so
me about this.
So has the rest of the country, by the way.
I was the earliest on Tua. I was saying that he should have gotten Jalen Hurts' job after the Auburn game 2 years ago. I've been right on the front line of this thing. Talk to me about Texas A&M and Alabama, because my Aggies, I think they might have a shot here.
Yeah,
College Station, dude.
No, look at when they I knew
my Aggies.
Jimbo would have it. Jimbo would have them right eventually because of the recruiting base that's here and the fact that Texas is not what they once were, and so he's going to have the inside track on every Texas recruit simply because it's right here. You can play in your own backyard and you can play in the best conference in America. And so you knew it was a matter of time. But when he pushed Clemson to the brink last year, you knew he was ahead of the curve and this thing was turning sooner rather than later. So I love Kellen Mond. There's a ton of talent around him. I don't know if they can reload on defense. They lost some pretty good players, especially on the front. The front there that they may struggle replacing, but man, for the most part, I think A&M's going to be a force to reckon with.
I think so too, man. Their wide receivers are exceptional. What does Corbin do? Taking over for Travion Williams is going to be fun stuff to watch, man.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.